This week, Pasha's boy, we have the makel. One of the makels that we have in this week's Pasha is the makel of Choshech. And as the Torah describes, the Mitzrim had the makel of Choshech until it came to Vayomish Choshech. You could actually feel the Choshech. It was tangible, the Choshech. So at Kirikachas, I'll tell us that the Mitzrim were not able to move because the Choshech was so heavy. So this brings up it's a famous Chakira that was discussed on many different occasions and times throughout history. What is Choshech? What is darkness? Is darkness a Metzius? Meaning, is the darkness a actual creation? There's a creation of light, and there's a creation of darkness. Or Choshech, all what Choshech is the lack of light. Ahead there. You don't have your light. But you don't have your something else. So what is a Choshech? From what sounds over here in the Makar Mitzrayim, is that Choshech is a Metzius. Is a reality. This thing called Choshech, darkness, was so heavy that the Mitzrayim could not move their hand. So the Mashmos over here is that Choshech means that it's an actual physical thing, actual creation. It was created over here. Sometimes the Choshech is not so heavy, but sometimes the Choshech is heavier. That's what sounds from this thing. The truth is that the Rambam and the Moir Nevuchim, it sounds that he holds that Choshech is only a head there, a lack of light. And the Ramban actually quotes him in last week's parasha when it says, Misam pelado miasum ilen. So the Torah says, who will make him mute? It says, Rambam, we mean make him mute, not make him mute. If a person can't talk, he's a mute. He says, you find these things, he quotes the Rambam, Moir Nevuchim, that you create a something. When it says some, doesn't mean to some, it means to remove something which is not here. To remove what's here, remain there's something, you know, it's lacking. So it means to do it, but he didn't really do it. So the Ramban there mentions the idea that the same thing by Choshech. It says, Kosh Baruch Hu, Yotzer Or Boy Choshech. Now they create Choshech, there's no light, that's Choshech. And also the Ramban, the beginning of Moir Nevuchim says that he brings the other people that hold the Choshech is a Metzius, and seems like he argues with him. But Lamaisa later in the generation sound that the Mefarshim agreed that Choshech is a Metzius. The Vilna Gaon in two places says Mefarish that Choshech means a Metzius. It's a creation.
Maybe this Choshech
was a Metzius. So let's get to that. So first of all, he says it in this week's Parshim, Kol Leo, Sefer Kol Leo, which was a likut of Divrei Hagaon, that wrote the Baal Sefer Chanukah Satayrah. So he brings right away, Vayamash Choshech, Choshech is a Metzius. But he doesn't say it only here, you can say the Mimitzrayim is different. He says it also the first Aderes Elio. Aderes Elio is a reliable Sefer 100% from the Gaon. And Aderes Elio, in the first Pasuk in Torah, speaks about the fact that Choshech is not a head there, it's a Metzius. And Maisi quotes the Gemara in Chagiga, but the Gemara says, the Gemara brings, there's 10 things that were created in the first day of Bria. What is it? Eluhem, Shamayim v'Oretz, Toyu v'Voyu, or v'Choshech. One of the things that were created in the first day of the Bria is Choshech. It was created. If there's light, there's light. If you don't have light, then there's Choshech. So you see from here, there was a creation of Choshech. And Lamai said, this is Mamash v'Ferish and Medrash that goes with this Gemara. Because the Medrash Rabbah, Parsha Bereishis, says that philosophy echad, philosopher, means one person was going against Chazal, Shalom Gamliel Omer Leit, Sayar Godu Elokechem. Why? Your God is so special. Elo Shemata Simani Metoimis to you also. He says, what do you mean? He came to the world already exists. There's so many things that were here already. Okay, the Aretz says, Aretz Hoysa, what was already here? Toyu, Vavoyu, Vechoshech, Veruach, Umay Metoimis. All this was here. So what did Gishbuch do? So Amar Loi Tipachruchi Da'u Gavus answered him. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, you should, you know, Tipachruchi, give him a klala. As Koluk Sibo in Bria. It says Bria on each one of these things. And one of the things is, it says, Choshech, it says Yoytzer Oy Uvoy Choshech. Almost, in the fair, it's not like the way the Rama says it. He created the Choshech. That's a taina against that philosophy that there was a creation of Choshech. So you see from here, there is a creation of Choshech. And there's other rise to that, as we'll see soon more of that. Now, the Maase, if there is a creation Chodesh Shechonat, there is also enough Kaminis La'alocha. There's enough Kaminis La'alocha. The one Mamish, the Kaminis La'alocha, which comes to Maase today, is what? There's one of Kamina that comes, it's really a later psak that the Achronim bring. Really, Poiskis Bani and discuss it more in length. And that's the idea in Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, you have a rule that a goy, you can't do a mir lakum. You can't tell a goy to do something on Shabbos. Not only you can't tell the goy to do it, but if a goy does it for you, you're not allowed to enjoy it. There's two exceptions when a goy does something for you, you can actually enjoy it. Two exceptions. One exception is that if there is already light, let's say there is what you have, you don't really need the goy. It just gives a tosefes. So then if the goy does, you could do it, and that comes the idea of remiza. You remiza to the goy, I have light over here, but I want a little more light, you could tell the goy. The other thing that Rosh Hashanah speaks about in length is the idea of the removal of something. You remove something, you're not enjoying directly what the goy is doing, you're enjoying indirectly what the goy is doing. So if he goes and takes away something, so then you can enjoy that. So the cases come. What happens if, for example, the goy opens the door? So what are you enjoying here? Are you enjoying the opening of the door? Or are you enjoying the fact that you don't have here is something that's black? You have to go in. So that's what Shlomo Zalman brings, that famous thing regarding in your hotel, and they open for you the electric door. So you don't really need that electric door. I'm not enjoying the electricity opening up. I need something to be removed over here. He was removing something that's disturbing me. So now what comes out? It comes with light. According to Shlomo Zalman, for sure, halacha lemaaseh, if a guy comes and turns off the light, so it's okay. Why is it okay? Because he's not creating anything. He's just removing the light. But if you hold the choshech as a mitzvah of creating here something called darkness, so the guy is creating something. The same way you can't enjoy anything a guy does, you can't enjoy the darkness.
You can't compare the light in the room to the darkness that they've created outside.
Oh, very good. Very good. So that's what I want to get. Very good. Very good, Shmack. So Chorah, well, this thing is almost a mitzvah. That's what the point you're saying. So really, it goes like this. The Netziv says, the Netziv brings, ready, the idea, it connects the Gemara. The Gemara tells us, in Pesach, you have to do Bdikas Chametz. You do Lor HaNer. When you do Lor HaNer, you do in the night. Why are you doing in the night? Because Lor HaNer, you have full of Bdika. So the Netziv says, what happens if I can go and I can close, really it's based on the Gemara, let's close all the lights, I'm going to shut down and put down all the, seal the room. It will be Bais Ofel, I'll do also Lor HaNer. It's dark here, so what's the difference? What is the meaning of the Gemara? The Ohr HaNer Yafal Abdika, Dafka in the night. So he says, it's a Mefarish Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi brings, the Gemara, when the Yerushalmi speaks about, in the beginning of Psochim, regarding Bdika's Ohr HaNer, the Yerushalmi says, Tomar Avuna Kadavino Arkin Be'ilin Botiso, they were had to hide in these caves, they had to run away from the Goyim, so they had to hide. They wanted to know when is day and when is night. That's just for hello, you have to do a creation, you have to do the happening. What do you do? So how do you know? So he says the following. They lit the candles. Bishasha you came when the candles lit, but they were not so strong. Hainu yudim shu yoy. Or bishasha you mavhikim, hainu yudim shu lay. So it depends. In the night, it's the same darkness. They're in the middle of the cave. It's all shut down. But when it's the darkness of night, it's a different type of darkness. That darkness, the oyer and nair is much stronger. But when you have a darkness, which is not a natural darkness, then the oyer and nair is not so strong. And the Yerushalmi brings it, that's also what happened on Tevas Noyach. Tevas Noyach, how did he figure out? He did the same thing. He figured out, being from Margoliers, it depends when it's day, so the light was dimmer. When it was night, the light is stronger.
He had a window there.
Machlekes, right? Well, Machlekes, what had Noyach did. But, so, says the Netziv, that's also Pshat the Gemara. When you have a nair, and we want to have the strongest nair from Bdikas Chametz. The strongest nair from Bdikas Chametz is in the night. What's the difference if I seal the room? It's a different type of light. That's what Netziv says. So, according to that, Ef Shalomar, the Chur comes out from this. And I saw afterwards that Chatzal Zasharim wants to say the same idea. He wants to say it whatever, in a different way, but the Chur, the same idea comes out. With the point that you're saying. The Chur, there's a difference between the darkness of a night. The darkness of night and the darkness which is a natural light. Meaning, or in other words, the choshech that is created in the world, that's a metzias of choshech. Because what we create choshech, the Medrash says, the Gemara in Chagiga says, or choshech was created in the first day. But removal of light, if I just take away the light from here, obviously the choshech is not a metzias. It's only a hand. You can say even more than that. What I have, and that's really the mashmos of the Gaon in Aderes Leo, says when you remove the light, so then the darkness spreads in. So you can feel it. There's something spreading in over here. Even when you are in a dark room, let's say, the darkness, maybe if you want to say there is a darkness over there, you're not creating it. The darkness is there. Just when I have a light, so then the light takes away the choshech. I remove the light, the minute the choshech comes back. So when a goy takes away the light in the middle of the room on Shabbos, he's not creating the choshech. He's not creating anything. He's taking away the light. He could say that that was in the day, it would go with connecting the Netziv and what the Gemara in Yerushalmi says. Shabbos in the day, you're just removing light. You don't have a Metzias of choshech. So therefore, the Aron Neir is not so effective. But when I have a Metzias of choshech, it's almost like Metzias of darkness, then the light of the candle is so much stronger, so much greater. When you get to the choshech of Mitzrayim, that really was the Yemesh choshech. The choshech was the Metzias of choshech that was created in the beginning of the world. That choshech really came with the choshech of darkness. That's really a Metzias. That's maybe a way to miyashev all these things. And maybe la chulamais is north kamino because the light, the goy just takes away the light, and the choshech is a Metzias that you have over here.
By the dharm as well, then. So makes
a meet the what?
By the dharm as well. So it's more than enough from his chaver and tayva and off. Not that he even could get enough from the turn off the light because there's no. Not doing anything.
Right? According to that, it would be another nafkir in halacha. So if I'm now noted out to enjoy the pool of my friend, he's just removing something, so then the chur, I'll be right. I think going to Durham brings a similar example, not going light, but going to something things. So you remove something, it's not considered to be a direct anah. So chayshich means you can remove the light, and if melech chayshich comes, you remove the light during the day, it's not real chayshich.
You open up the lights outside, you see that, and all of a sudden it becomes light. So how does it become light?
What do you mean?
Outside, so yeah. Looking at a light that's lit up.
Because that light, the small light.
Everything is light below it. What happened to the darkness?
Right, because the light can take it away. Basically, the way they're going, this will end. The koil yod says that's what. So that's what he says. That's the difference what happened in Mitzrayim. He says really what Mitzrayim is usually because we all created the Mitzias called Choshech. That Mitzias goes away with a little bit of light. The Choshech goes away. So you can push it away with even small light. Mitzrayim and Kishbohu took away that power of the aura for the Mitzrayim. Oh. So the Choshech immediately became a Yamash Choshech. That's what he says, that's what happened in the Mitzrayim. You know, we'll conclude, that was the last thing, is that it's known, the Briskerov, it's brought down also now in the new Sefer of the Briskerov, that the Briskerov says, that's what it says, we say in the end of Seder Pesach, we say, Kishbohu is going to bring a day, a day which is not day, not night. So he said, what do you mean if it's not day and night? How is it possible? Yeah, if it's not day, you mean it's night. So he says, based on this whole var, it comes out, the night's a Metzias. So you take away the Metzias of day, you take away the Metzias of Choshech, you have something which we can't even comprehend what it is, because we don't have some Metzias in this world. But say that.
Before the first day,
he said
the Choshech and the
Or,
was